This goes to Dr. Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, Wager, W-A-G-E-R, fax 989-352-8451, regarding Lily, L-I-L-Y, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth May 9th of 1948. Dear Dr. Wager, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Johnson, whose last visit was July 14th, 2025, with a history of acute renal failure, proteinuria, hypertension, and COPD. Since her last visit, she's had several hospitalizations. Initially, it was 9/11/25 through 9/19/25 for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, pneumonia, acute dehydration causing acute renal failure. And during that hospitalization, she developed heel pressure ulcers, which required several months of treatment. And eventually, she was referred to the wound clinic, and the heel ulcers are all cleared up at this time. Then she was hospitalized January 30th, 26th through February 2nd for acute exacerbation of COPD. And finally, she had a fall in her bathroom February 18th, and she was on Eliquis, and they were concerned that she may have injured her head enough to have a bleed. So she was transported by ambulance to the Elma Hospital and was able to be evaluated and released without any acute bleed. She's feeling much better today. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current chest pain or palpitations. She does have chronic dyspnea on exertion. She uses oxygen occasionally at home, but not continuously. As long as the oxygen level is greater than 89, she does not use it and only uses it if she feels short of breath. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and no peripheral edema. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. New medications are amiodarone, 100 milligram daily, and Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. She does have inhalers as well as nebulizer treatments if needed, but she does not use the nebulizer treatments. She's on metoprolol, 100 milligram twice a day. Magnesium is 400 milligram twice a day. Tylenol for pain. And DIV, like Victor, ALPROEX, 250 milligram twice a day. Also Crestor, 10 milligram daily. Physical exam. Weight is 172 pounds. That's a 6-pound decrease since her last visit. Pulse was 55 and regular, and blood pressure, oxygen saturation 92% on room air at rest. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 116 over 60. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No rails or wheezes or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese without ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done March 5th of 2026. Creatinine is 1.41, which is 38% estimated eGFR. Previous level 0.87, 0.86, 1.74. Calcium is 9.6, sodium 139, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide is 32, albumin is low at 3.1, hemoglobin is 9.2, hematocrit is 30.9, normal white count, normal platelets. urinalysis negative for blood and a trace of protein. Assessment and plan. One, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, currently stable. We ask the patient to have lab studies done every 3 months at this point. Two, hypertension is well controlled. Three, COPD, stable. Four, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation on beta blockers, anticoagulated with Eliquis and under the care of Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.